Psalm 70. We begin in Psalm 70, verse 1. We will go through Psalm 71. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. He needs God's help, and he needs it fast. And so he calls on God, and that's good. When in trouble, call on God. Many of us could probably tell stories of calling on God in a tight spot and seeing him come through and giving us needed help immediately. Verse 2, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Anyone who would seek the ruin of another deserves to be put to shame. Anyone who would seek the ruin of another person deserves to be disgraced. Even if that someone is a terrible sinner, the desire should be to see them repent and be blessed, not carry on in their way and be ruined. And the reason I say that is because God doesn't want anyone to be ruined. He doesn't want anyone to be destroyed. He wants people to repent and live. 3. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. And this is talking about people who gossip. If somebody does something wrong, then approach that person. If you're interested, approach that person with humility and talk to them about it in a spirit of kindness and concern. Don't talk about them behind their back, enjoying every juicy bit of gossip. Gossip is a sin. It is a sin that is often overlooked and accepted, but it is a sin. In the eyes of God, gossip is a shameful thing. And those who do it have at least as big a problem as the one that they are gossiping about. Verse 4, let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you, and let such as love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. He says, let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And that's the key to being glad. Happiness does not come from hurting others or seeing others fail or gossiping about others. It comes from seeking God. That's the way to do it. Because the gladness that comes from seeking God is better than any passing pleasure that sin may provide. 5. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. O God, you are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. God hears and he answers desperate cries like this every single day. This is a desperate cry. I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. O God, you are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. That's a desperate cry. God hears and answers desperate cries like this every single day, but he doesn't hear enough of them. And that's because most people don't know just how desperately they need God. Most people are living with a false sense of security until something goes terribly wrong. Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion, or don't let me ever be put to shame because I put my trust in you. And those who trust God will never regret it. They will never do it. They will never regret doing it. Oh, if they measure things by this world's standards, yeah, well, then they've got a problem. Because things may get rough in this life if you trust God. But it's always better to be on God's side no matter what. The rewards for trusting God won't be enjoyed in their entirety until after we die. 2. Deliver me in your righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline your ear unto me, and save me. It's nice to ask God to do something, because you know that it's right, and you know that God would be in favor of it, because he is righteous. So notice that's what he's saying here. Deliver me in your righteousness. He knows that he's asking for something that is right, and he knows that God is righteous, so he knows that God would be in favor of this. That's a great thing to pray. There is confidence and there is faith in a prayer like that. And God may not answer a prayer like that as quickly as we would like, but he will answer it eventually. 3. Be my strong habitation, to which I may continually resort. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. A strong habitation. You are my rock and my fortress. That's speaking of a cave. Back in those days, caves were sometimes used as shelters, fortresses. So the Bible is saying that God is our cave. In other words, he's the place where we can go when we need some security. When we need to catch our spiritual breath, we can go to God. We can always go to God when troubles and worries want to overwhelm us. Because he's always there, always willing. Now, he doesn't always remove the trouble, but he can make us feel secure in the midst of those troubles. Troubles are going to come to the saved and the unsaved. But God is the rock and the fortress of the saved. And he can make you feel secure and give you hope even in the midst of those troubles. Verse 4. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. Deliver me, God. Deliverance comes from God. We need God's help. And we should call upon the Lord when bad people are sinning against us. We should call upon the Lord, like this guy did, when bad people are sinning against us. Some people respond to sin with sin. Some, when treated unfairly, treat themselves to sin, and then find themselves in even more hot water. It's always best to respond to sin with prayer. 5. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. It helps to be brought up in the Lord. He was brought up in the Lord. He said, you've been my trust from my youth. That's a real advantage. There's less bad to unlearn as an adult if you've been brought up to know the Lord. You have tremendous advantages. And it's assumed if you're brought up to know the Lord from the time you were little, your parents knew the Lord too, so they're going to do things the right way. So that helps. And plus, you know who to turn to when you're in trouble. And parents do their children a big favor when they teach them about Jesus Christ. Verse 6. By you have I been upheld from birth. You are he that took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. He really appreciates God, because he knows what God has done for him. When we remember that God has made us, and that he has been our benefactor since the second that we were conceived, praise to God and appreciation to God are going to come naturally. 7. I am as a wonder unto many, but you are my strong refuge. People were amazed at how well he was doing. The secret of his success was no secret to him. It was the blessing of God. Let me say a little bit about success. Some people are successful in this world because they break the commandments to get what they want. They are successful the way the world measures success because they lie, steal, cheat, do whatever they need to do to get worldly success. Some people are successful because they break the commandments. There are some, though, who are successful because God has blessed them in their obedience. Both are true. That's why we can't judge someone's holiness or someone's walk with the Lord or someone's faith by worldly success. That's a poor barometer. Verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your honor all the day. He wants to praise God. He wants to honor God all day. Notice how he appreciates the Lord. And it just flows out of him. Which leads me to say this. God's people do not need rules and regulations to get them to serve the Lord. God's people need regular reminders of God's goodness. The goodness of God makes us want to praise God and live for him. 9. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength fails. Well, there is a big difference between the elderly who have walked with the Lord during their life and continue to walk with the Lord. There's a big difference between those people and the elderly who have not known the Lord. Because God does not cast his people off in old age. And that is why those who know the Lord have peace and acceptance, even when they are nearing the end. And those who do not know the Lord are often bitter and cynical. 10. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. The enemies of God are also the enemies of God's people. And the enemies of God are also the enemies of good. Notice what he says is, for my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. You're never going to get bad people to like you if you live the Word of God and if you speak the Word of God. Bad people will never like you. Even if you are kind and you are gentle when you speak the Word of God, if they're bad people, they're not going to like you. The mistake that some Christians make is that they want to be accepted by bad people. And so they compromise the truth of God's Word to get that acceptance. They've sold their soul. 10 and 11. For my enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Some people who judge by the world's standards come to many wrong conclusions. I will say all people who judge by the world's standards come to many wrong conclusions. Like here, he's having a rough time. Things aren't going well. God is against him. They're sick. They don't have much money. They're driving a broken down old beater. God is against them. They lost their job. God is against them. That was the mistake the writer's enemies were making. He's having a rough time. Things aren't going well for him. God is against him. Well, you know what? It can be true. At times, when people are going through rough things, it could be the chastening of God. That can be true. But it's not always true. And so, reserve judgment until judgment day. Better idea, don't judge at all, because that's God's business. I can tell you one. I can tell you two things for sure. God is for those who honor his word, and God is against those who do not. That's who God is against. Those two things we know for sure. But you can't judge by worldly standards and come to the conclusion that God is against them. 12. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. He says, be not far from me, God. You know, there's nothing worse for a child of God than when they can't sense God's presence. That's a tough pill to swallow. It's bad not to feel God's presence when everything is going great. If you're a child of God, it's a nightmare when things are going bad. 13. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. And they will be, if they don't change. Scorn, shame, and disgrace awaits those who oppose God and hurt his people. That's what they've got coming. That's what they're going to get. There is no joy in hell, only misery and disgrace and pain. And if they won't repent, that's where they're going to end up. That's what Scripture teaches. 14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise you more and more. By faith, God's people know that everything will be okay in the end. He does. Things are not going well for him right now, but he has faith in God and he knows God. So he says, but I will hope continually and I will yet praise you more and more. Things are going to get better. He knows that. Maybe not in this life, but by faith, God's people know that everything is going to be okay in the end. That's why, never give up on God, simply because things aren't going well. Keep trusting Christ. God's going to come through for you. 15. My mouth shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I know not the limits thereof. We only know a fraction of the goodness of God. And we can only grasp a fraction of the good things that he has done for us. But we should talk about what we do know. And we should give God the glory for what we do know, even though it might only be a fraction. 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, even of yours only. I'm only going to talk about your righteousness, God. Talk about God's righteousness and his alone. You know why that's the way it should be? It's because any righteousness that anyone else has is secondhand. We get it by the grace of God. We get it by God. It comes from him. Even Jesus said, there is one who is good, and that's God. God is the only one who is perfectly righteous. Everyone who doesn't know that should be told that, so that they know. 17. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day have I declared your wondrous works. He didn't keep his knowledge of God to himself. And he didn't keep the goodness of God to himself. It pleases God, who does good things for everyone, to hear those he has been good to tell others about it. 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed your strength unto this generation, and your power to everyone that is to come. Again, he prays that God will not forsake him in his old age. And he doesn't. We are no less valuable to God when we are old than when we were young. God does not judge man's value the way man judges. 19. Your righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto you? There is no limit to God's righteousness. Your righteousness also, O God, is very high. There's no limit to God's righteousness. That's why it is foolish to blame God ever for anything, because he can't possibly do anything wrong. He can't even make an innocent mistake. 20. You who have showed me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Anyone can have faith in God when all is well, but trouble tests the genuineness of faith. If you can still trust God in the midst of many troubles, and if you can still trust God when life is bitter, then your faith is like gold. And you may not feel like gold. You may feel like a chunk of coal, but you're still gold. 21. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. God creates hope, and he is exhibiting hope. Notice what he says. He says, you shall increase my greatness, and you shall comfort me on every side. He knows. God's going to make things better. Everything's going to be okay. And that's because God creates hope in those who have faith in Christ. If you have faith in Christ, truly have faith in Christ, then God creates hope in you as well. And the Bible says that that hope does not disappoint, because God will bless you better than you ever thought possible. And it will last forever. That is our hope. Our hope is not in this world. If a Christian is trying to find hope in this world, they are looking for it in the wrong place, and they're going to be disappointed eventually. 22. I will also praise you with the psaltery, even your truth, O my God. Unto you will I sing with the harp, O you Holy One of Israel. He says, I'm going to sing unto you with a harp. And I'm glad to announce to you that this is not talking about praising God with a harp in heaven. I don't know, maybe there'll be some harp praisers, players up there. But to be honest with you, I hope it's not me. You know, the picture that I have from watching cartoons when I was real little of somebody dying and hopping on a cloud with a halo strumming a harp, didn't make me excited about going to heaven, floating around playing a harp all day. And that's not even what he's talking about. He's talking about being happy with God and about God here on earth. He's having a praise service with God here on earth. 23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto you, and my soul, which you have redeemed. God, you've redeemed my soul. Redeemed means ransomed. God has ransomed us. See, I didn't know I was kidnapped. Oh, yeah. We were all kidnapped by sin, by the devil, and by hell. But Jesus Christ paid the ransom with his death on the cross. 24. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Many people pray to God for help, but not as many show appreciation to God after he has done the helping. And that's too bad. That shouldn't be that way. Next time, Psalm 72. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.